In Love Stories, we walk and we talk with inspiring and forward-thinking people.
I walk a lot, but in the kitchen, like in small distance, but I always move in the kitchen mainly. But I also walk a lot when I go to the markets.
In this new episode, we walk in the city of Arles, in the south of France, with French chef Céline Pham. We talk good food, management, and Chelsea boots. Welcome to the John Law Podcast.
We are in the city of Arles. I'm here for about 5 months now. I just moved from Paris. I decided to move here because I just fell in love with a building, an old chapel. I'm still discovering the city, but it's a city in the south of France that I pretty like a lot. It's like super cultural. The light is amazing here, and the weather pretty sunny most of the time. I could say I'm a cook now. For 14 years, I'm cooking mostly in Paris. I did a culinary cooking school in Paris, and I work in Michelin stars or classical French restaurants in Paris. And then I decided to create my own company around 2015 to begin to cook everywhere. Like cook for people, but traveling a lot to cook. So I went to Australia, Brazil, States, a lot of places where I discover products and new stuff. The first thing I do when I arrive in a new country, I walk through the markets and I try to discover if I have the temperature of the city and discover the crowd and the products. And then I begin to think about new recipes and stuff. For the first time, I will cook in my own place somewhere and not moving anymore in Arles. Maybe sometime, 2 times, I'm gonna travel also because I think I cannot stay in one place. In some way, I just decide to slow it and have my own place. It used to be me and my own, and now it involves people. But I'm pretty happy to bring people to my project. I think it's challenging for me to cook in one place because it's a day-to-day relationship with the supplier, the producer, and in a way it kind of balances my way of living because I'm more settled, I have roots. It was funny because I'm always seeking for the balance, the perfect balance, the right, and my life was like traveling, being exhausted from place to place, and now I see my life more in the same way that my cooking. Usually when I cook, I wear light pants. It's a blue workwear, like the apron. The blue Chinese workwear. I love the pants, I don't know why. And I always wear a white shirt. But not necessarily a chef shirt, but I like the straight shirts with good materials. My way of cooking is pretty instinctive because the way I feel could affect how I cook. If I'm in a bad energy or super sad, it's really difficult for me to force myself to cook. And I have a bad habit. It's I never wait stuff. It's like everything I do, it's really one shot. I just taste. It's super difficult for me to weight stuff and to have precise recipes. I just try to go with the flow with all the products and stuff and bringing the idea, and it's coming naturally. My grandmother and my mother are from the the south of Vietnam, were born there, and then they live in France, in the delta of Mekong. The food is sweet and salty. Salty because there is all the fish sauce and the intensity of the salt of the anchovies. Sugary because there is a lot of sugar to balance, like caramelized fish, caramelized pork and stuff. So I think I had a bit of this too strong flavor and also a lot of pickles. And I tried to work on it, but not by adding sugar, by concentrate the taste of vegetables that are naturally sugary, like the carrots. I just never write a recipe. I'm super bad at it and I regret it a lot. I think I won't be able to do a cooking book because I will be too scared of people missing the recipes. But I would love to try to find words and explain it, maybe with pictures, words and stuff. But for now, it's kind of tricky. I think it's also cultural stuff. It's just like my mom, my dad, at dinner and lunch. Everybody was super quiet, but the food speaks for itself. For me, food is it's a language, and for me, it's just natural. Suddenly, around 21, I decided to do a cooking school. When my grandmother passed away, I was so sad that I wanted to do something with my hand. And I quit what I was doing. I was working in a music a label, and I began to the cooking school at 21. But everybody was surprised around me because I was never talking about like cooking. I eat a lot. Like I love to eat. It was sure. I was super curious from little. I was. Eating everything, like never saying no, always finishing my plates and stuff. But the cooking wasn't a thing, like it just came little by little. I was just so sad I couldn't express it. And so maybe I decided just to do it in a way to try to communicate with her. So I have Vietnamese roots. I like the soup pho bò, like a traditional Vietnamese soup, beef soup with rice noodle. I was always complaining the fact that the noodles were like in so much broth that you cannot feel the taste of the noodles. So I decided to do a dry version of it and cooked the noodles like Italian pasta with the reduced broth. And all the flavor, like the Thai basil, the chili, the lime, and the meat, for sure. And so one of my first dish was the reinterpretation of the pho. And I didn't did it for long, but for the opening of the restaurant, I began to do it again. So I think it's a signature dish. The part that excited me the most is the whole situation, like, you're happy when it's done, but there is a bit of adrenaline where just before the service and during the service, where it goes and it works, and I like this moment. I just don't think I could say I'm like really tense during the service, but I try to work on it, and I think that walking in the street is just make me more relaxed. The representation of the chef has changed, yeah, and for good or bad way, just the way you use it and the message you want to give. And yes, I was always a bit conscious of the value and the things I choose to wear. Even my knife, even it's the same way that you think about the product you use. the drink you serve, it's a play also on what you choose for you. And I think maybe it's also in my roots, because my grandfather, from my dad, was a really well-known Vietnamese tailor. It was a bit in my family to just be super conscious of what you're wearing too. So I have two big older brothers, and they are super aware of what they were wearing. And me in the kitchen, even if I'm not always exposed, I'm taking care of it. In the kitchen, I wear security shoes, but when I do events, for example, I love to wear the Laurie Chelsea boots by Dunlop. The black one, they're so comfortable. It's like for particular events, when I'm in open kitchen, and they are super comfortable, of course, and light, mostly, and the sole is super light too, and it just doesn't hurt and stuff. At the beginning, I was a bit skeptical and was afraid of using it because I move a lot. But then it's just so soft and light and cool that I just wear it, and I'm super happy to wear it. I get them almost 1 year ago. Since like for representation, I did a wedding in the Opéra Garnier. I was wearing them. I did a particular dinner and event, I'm always wearing them. When I do only production, I'm too scared to make them bruises or stuff. So when I lift big pans or doing stuff like super fast, I wear security shoes in the kitchen. The John Love Cafe was so nice. It was Studio Saint-Germain in the 6th district of Paris. I don't know the name of the machine and stuff, but it was amazing. So studio of music where they record albums and songs and stuff, but with super vintage furniture and machines. It was super spontaneous, and people were coming, sitting, drinking, and I was just serving them sur mesure at the table, and cooking live cooking. At the time, I was doing the market the same day and just putting what I found that day. If I have to buy another pair of Dunlop, I will go for something I can wear more in the south of France, like loafer, like lower shoes, like the Lopez, because it's so much sun and so much that sometimes my Chelsea boots are like a bit too much for the weather. And now we're arriving in front of the restaurant. Like, I didn't want to settle and have a restaurant. But a friend told me, there's a place in Arles, I think you would love it. And when I see the place, like the first floor with all the voûte and the structure of the bâtiment, I took a train the next day, and I start to ask for and do a business plan and stuff. I was so not sure that it takes me three months to come back to the owner to buy it, and it was like I was saving it for you, and so I begin the adventure. It was pretty quick. It was last March, and now we're here. The best place to cook is a bit cheesy. It's my mom and my dad live in the 95 Val d'Oise in the north of Paris. And for some reason, my mom She's a super good gardener, and she's cooking super nicely, as I say. And so when I go to her place, we just she just keeps stuff from exotic products for years, and so it begins to grow in her garden. So she has kaki, christophine, tamarind, chili, aromatic Vietnamese herbs, everything. It's so nice to cook in with her because we just take stuff from her garden. And she always teach me Vietnamese old recipes and stuff. I think I'm a pretty simple person, a simple plater. I just like when you understand what you eat. It looks simple, but in a way, there is so much work on it, you cannot see. But the most important is it's really the balance. Just you put your fork on it, your spoon on it, and just wow, the taste brings you somewhere.